Kavod.
He's listening.
Kavod.
With your permission. This Shabbat is called Shabbat Shekalim. Parashat Shekalim. Simple explanation is to remember we used to give machatzit shekel, half a coin, Beit HaMikdash before Pesach. It's very strange, but it's not strange. Especially halacha in the Torah that people should give half a coin. And then the Mishnah the Gemara explains the every year so the cutoff date was Pesach. I used to collect money. It's called Truma Chadasha, the new donation. And from this, they used to buy everything for Beit HaMikdash. And the halacha is only this halacha in the Torah that everybody must participate. You must participate. And if you don't have any money, you have to go and borrow money. If nobody wants to lend you, you have to go rent yourself. If nobody wants to give any job, take your clothing to a pawn shop. Something very similar, but Chachamim applied it to Hanukkah and to the wine of Pesach, but from the Torah, let's see, somebody doesn't want to put tefillin. Bedin cannot force him to go buy tefillin. Bedin maybe can force him, to the Gemara says, you have to put tefillin. Okay, so go get the tefillin. But to go and take money and to force you to go get money is no such thing. No mitzvah in the Torah like this. Hashem did not give us the mitzvah to purchase it. You have to have a mitzvah. You can have lulav, you can have a trog, you can borrow from somebody. Sukkah, you can go to somebody else's sukkah. You can hear shofar from somebody else. Hashem never said you can borrow tefillin. Hashem never said you have to do it. The only thing is machatzit shekel. What's so important about it? So to make this donation, okay, so he's not getting a donation. But you must participate in this mitzvah. Very strange thing. And then the Torah says, you should know this is a kapara. L'chaper l'mshutachem. Simple explanation means, there's kapara on the golden calf. Kapara on the golden calf. Where is the golden calf? The tragedy of the golden calf is not the golden calf. The Gemara says, because we participated in the golden calf episode, and we stood by when the Ezra pointed and said, this is God, and we were dancing around with them, we gave power and strength to Avodah Zarah. If we would not have done it, we would be no Avodah Zarah. If you understand the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah is not like today you go by a statue. Avodah Zarah had power, tremendous power. It was like AI, a tremendous power. And the power they got is because we, so-called, said to the golden calf, you're the God. And that's what the Gemara says. This golden calf sin was never erased. Because actually we are responsible. People don't believe in Hashem. It says they believe in other things or they don't believe at all. It's really our fault. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara what is that? So therefore, the Gemara says, you should know in every difficulty that you have in your life, certain percentage of that difficulty is because of the golden calf. It was never erased. Never. Never. Because it was a tremendous thing. The Gemara says, if somebody makes a sin, does a teshuvah, it's one thing. Hashem forgives him. But if somebody did a sin and convinced other people to do the sin, this is no Olam Haba, there's no teshuvah for this. Because then you have to go all around, all the people that you convinced to do this the bad thing, and all of them have to do Teshuvah Shelema. And who knows if they do not do Teshuvah Shelema? It's your fault. So Chotem Achdut HaRabim is one of the conditions of Teshuvah. Teshuvah Shelema, but so we have to make sure that nobody else did the Teshuvah. It's one of the things that we say in confession. On Yom Kippur is, Hashem, please forgive me if I was... involved in somebody else do a sin and he destroys so-called his limbs and his veins. So this was really. So here comes the Torah and says, okay, you know what? Half a coin. I was going to do the job. because he gave half a coin. And actually, the Gemara says, when Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, this half a coin is to forgive, so-called. On the golden calf, Moshe said, forgive? For money? How money is going to forgive? Amen. So we know, we have kapara, before Kippur, we give him money, it's true. But who made it? How do you come out with this? How do you come out with this? It's a major tragedy. You say you suffer all your life, and all the generations suffer until Mashiach will come, we have that problem with the golden calf. He said, you know, give half a coin, it's over. How can you do? He doesn't even say to Shuma, he says, half a coin. So this half a coin is a tremendous power, because really the whole Purim is the half a coin. So the Megillah tells us, because the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, that the name of this holiday that's coming up is Purim. I says, but different does it make, how you call it? What does it make, different how you call it? We know the miracle, Baruch Hashem, the miracle. But actually, if you think about it, there's no miracle. So the way the Gemara says, and the way the Megillah says it, but the Gemara explained that Mordechai stood by and said, no one should go to the party of Ahasuerus. And people didn't listen, and because of that, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says in the Gemara, that's where the decree came. And it goes so far, the Gemara says, the Leon Abi went to Marat HaMachpelah and woke up Avmetzak Yaakov as he wakes him up every morning, every Mincha. The Gemara says he wakes him up every day, and they pray Mincha, Avmetzak Yaakov. And he told him, listen, you know this decree in Shammai, he said, we don't know anything. He told this decree, Haman must to kill all of Israel, destroy Israel. So the Avmetzak Yaakov asked, what happened? So he said, they went to the party of Achashverosh. Whatever it means, doesn't matter. But that's the cause. So the Gemara says, Avmetzak Yaakov says, that's what he did? So Levi says, so what are you going to do about it? And he says, they can't do nothing. And he had to go to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he woke up Moshe Rabbeinu. And by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu is also in Marat HaMachpelah. It's a Gemara. That Hashem made a tunnel from the place that buried Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzipora are in Marat HaMachpelah, make the Rav Mitzchak and Yaakov. So he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him the story, and then Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, so maybe, you know, I'll pray a little bit, and maybe somebody downstairs. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, yeah, this guy's name Mordechai. Eliyahu HaNavi said, okay, so Mordechai will pray downstairs. I'll tell Mordechai. The Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi went to Mordechai right away in a dream. And I told him, listen, this is the decree, start praying, because a major, major crisis in Shomayim. So really, it's no holiday. What's the holiday? Like somebody robbed the bank and put him in jail. So he served in jail, and then he came out of jail. Now he wants to make a party. I said, where make a party? I'm out of jail. I'm out of jail? Listen, why did you go to jail? It's embarrassing to say that, you know, I'm celebrating. If you're an innocent person, yes. But if you deserve the punishment, you went to the party, and Baruch Hashem, the decree is over. So our Mordechai prayed, whatever, it doesn't matter anything. So there's no holiday for this. What's the holiday? You put yourself in a pit, and then Baruch Hashem came out. The holiday came out. Of course he came out. So he prayed, so Hashem. The Megillah said, the Litani, they prayed. So, okay, so. Oh, Hashem loved you. Okay, so. We can say, hey, holiday, because Hashem loves you and accepted you to Shiva. Maybe it's possible. But it's not a miracle. How do you know it's not a miracle? Because the Megillah says, the holiday's name is Purim. And why Purim is Purim? Because Purim is plural. It's a question a little bit. But the word pur is called a lotto. What does it mean? It means Haman, that Megillah says Haman made a lotto to see what's the best day to get rid of the Jewish people. Okay, so now Megillah says, you know, after the whole thing happened, see, the holiday is going to call pur, it's going to be called Purim. What's Purim all about? To remember the lotto. The lotto? The lotto is not a problem. Do I celebrate Purim? Purim is coming up. Why you have Purim? Because Baruch Hashem, we saved. Hashem had mercy on us because of Esther, because of Mordechai. Am Israel, he granted. So, no, you should know. Name is Purim is because Haman made a lot. That's not the reason for the holiday. So what is so important about it? Remember I found out about the decree, Baruch HaKodesh. And he went to the palace to tell Esther about it. Esther didn't know nothing. So Esther sent outside the Atach. It was Daniel. He said, what's going on? Mordechai told her to go tell her, listen, this is a decree. And Mordechai, Baruch HaKodesh, he told her, listen. He told her, Daniel, go tell her this is a decree. But I want to tell you something. And Haman came to Achashverosh ballroom and offered him money. Mordechai, Baruch HaKodesh, knew what's going on. In the office, in the palace. This is the decree. Okay, the decree. Why you tell about the money? It's something to do with the money. Haman came to the office. The Ahasuerus said, I want to kill all the Jewish people. The Megillah says he offered Ahasuerus 10,000 pieces of silver. And then Ahasuerus told me, you keep the money, I don't need the money. We'll have the decree. But it's irrelevant. Mordechai knew it, okay, let him have it. Let him know it. We have to tell Esther this. Esther, you should know. The decree is coming. And you should know, the decree was in the office and Haman offered money. Parashat HaKesef, Pasher, Amar, Amar. But what difference does it make for the money? So that was the lotto. And the lotto that Haman made, the best day, Chas Shalom, to destroy the Jewish people. I said, okay, then I take the money. And he went to Achashverosh. I said, that's the money for you and for that day to do it. So it means the whole Purim is the money, really. The thing is, the Gemara, how do you know the whole thing? Who said it? Who said it? Once I tell you who said it. Hashem said it. Once I said, when did Hashem say it? The Gemara said, in Shamayim, when Haman made the lotto, Hashem said, you're going to give money for Ahasuerus. Am Yisrael already gave money to me ahead of you. When? There's no Betamikdash right now. It's now we're in transition. The construction is stopped. I mean, before Betamikdash was destroyed, people used to give Machatzis Shekel. The Gemara said, Hashem said to Ahasuerus, you know the whole Purim? The whole Purim is because money. The money that Haman wanted to give Ahasuerus. And that money was cancelled is because we gave Machatzis HaShekel when the Beit HaMikdash was on. So Gemara says the Machatzis HaShekel, the half a coin that we gave the Beit HaMikdash, that really cancelled. So the whole point of celebration is the lotto, but what's the celebration? The half a coin. Without half a coin that we would have given before to Beit HaMikdash, the decree of Haman Chasharim, who knows what would happen. It was cancelled, money against money. So what does this mean exactly? So again, money. So the Torah tells us, Sefer Bamidbar, the language of the Torah is, Lo tikhu kofar lenefesh, don't take ransom if somebody deserves death. It means somebody kills somebody. And he's in court. Somebody comes and says he's going to offer the judge money, not a bribe. I say, listen, what's going to happen? He killed this guy. Nothing. Let me tell you something. I give you now money. With that money, you build an orphan house. You make some good things for the poor people. I give you big money. What benefit you have to kill this guy? They killed him, so what? Think about it. Isn't it better if I give you now a big sum of money? It's called kofar, it's called ransom. Not right, ransom. So God says, don't take ransom. No. If you deserve death, you write through the calculation. The lawyer will tell you, it's better this way. But Hashem says, no, forget about it. This is Rebbe Milbao. It's halacha. In this sixth parasha, Parashat Mishpatim, it says a story like this. In the text. Somebody owns a bull. And if the bull killed a person, he's supposed to kill the bull. After three times the bull killed, let's say they couldn't kill the bull, he went away, the Gemara says, let's see the text, in the text. And what happened if the bull killed the person three times already, now it's the fourth time? So then the Torah says, you have to kill the owner as well. Gam ba'alav yumat, in the text, kill the man. Part of the reason, the secret behind it, that whatever a person owns, part of his neshama is this. You go buy something and you like it. Somebody says, I don't like it. Why did you buy it? What's the secret behind it? I want to buy, I want shopping. Why you go shopping? You don't need anything. I like to go shopping. No, he doesn't have to go shopping. Because whatever he's going to purchase has part of his neshama inside. Because every item that we have must have some spiritual energy inside. And when you like something and you buy it, it means you have a connection to that. The Torah says, in the text in the Torah, Kinevesh Chobel, Torah says it, it's in Navi also. So that's the secret, you're not allowed to steal. A simple explanation, you don't need to steal, because when you steal, it belongs to the guys. No. The Gemara says, the Rabbi says, no, you're stealing his neshama. That's the problem. The Shem is going to come inside somebody, he's going to take part of his neshama. Stealing his neshama is not, it's not a physical thing. And therefore, the Rabbi says as well, says, the nefesh of the person, his soul, spreads in his belonging. So I mean, you bull kill somebody, you have something with it. Otherwise, I don't have to pay anything. Why have to pay? I have to pay. My bull kill somebody. Take the bull, but talk to the bull. Not with me. It's true. It's other reasons why you have to pay for the harm. But the Torah says, listen, if you bull kill already three times, now it's the fourth time, you should kill the owner. In the text. Then sentence, next sentence. If kofer yushat alav, it is a ransom, let him pay the ransom. Excuse me? Didn't you tell me he can't take the ransom? One sentence said to me, kill the owner of the bull. The next sentence reads, you should pay ransom. The Gemara says, that's the halacha, by the way. They go to Bedin, and the Bedin has to send an appraiser, whatever it is, and to see who is this guy that he was killed. And let's say if he had a high position or something, and he had children and grandchildren and wife and this and this. And I say, what's the value of such a person? Is more than the value of a regular person, maybe? A regular person also has a major value. It's not $5. But it's a question how to evaluate. And then you pay the ransom. But you have to pay the ransom. But the ransom is kapara, forgiveness. How can I forgive this? I don't understand. Am I responsible? Yeah. So? But Torah says to give ransom? Torah calls it ransom. But you told me that you should take ransom if somebody deserves death. So hey, is it a ransom? And how does it work, ransom? It shouldn't work. Rali says, you know, Yom Kippur is it's called Yom Kippurim because it's like Purim. What does it mean? I don't drink anything on Yom Kippur. And Baruch Hashem in Purim, it's about to drink. So what does this mean? Yom Kippur is like Purim. What does this mean? So Rali says, yeah, it's called Yom Kippurim. No, it doesn't mean. I explain like this. Rashi Nechumas says it. Chachamim say it, but Rashi says Nechumas. The word kippur in the Hebrew language means kapara, of course, right? But it's not kapara. It means the explanation of the word kippur is cleaning. As Yom Kippur was given to us to clean us. Because what it means is a person Hashem does not behave, he makes his neshama dirty. And now has to go into the washing machine. Hashem is the washing machine. It's a pasuk in the Navi. Chat Hashem tzua b'tzion. It's in the Gemara, the Sefer Tumah Lemuah. Moshe Kodebero writes over there. Can you imagine? The sin creates dirt, and Hashem is the washing machine. Has to clean the dirt. See how humbly Hashem is. Likewise, it said, like a baby is making something is dirty, is the parents cleaning. Hashem acts to us like we babies. He cleans us. He cleanses us all the time. Can you imagine? A person has to watch out all the time not to do something bad. I said, can you imagine? You're an older person, and you come home, and you make a dirt, and then you find your mother to clean you. It's a shame. It's a shame. So Hashem is the washing machine. Okay, it's the washing machine, but you have to need detergent. You just wash with water, it's nothing. What's the detergent? That's the ransom. The ransom is detergent. So Holy Yom Kippur, that's what we say Yom Kippur, tzedakah. Tzedakah means this is something that is invented by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that when you give something out of you, by giving it out, that's a detergent. So it doesn't have to be money only, the Gemara says. It means something that you control yourself from doing something. Or the Gemara says suffering. By suffer, then it means you give something. You're not comfortable. That not comfortable means you give to Hashem. Hashem doesn't want you to suffer. That's how you pay. Likewise, you know, you take money out of your pocket to give tzedakah. So it means you're missing something now. Of course, you think it's a mitzvah, I understand. But by giving something, by taking out something, this is a detergent. It's called Yom Kippurim. That's the secret Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is not a day of forgiveness. It's a day of cleansing. That's called Kippur. Kippur means forgiveness, but you should know it means it comes. Why Hashem is going to clean you? Hashem is going to clean you. Hashem is going to wash you on Yom Kippur. Yeah, Hashem is going to wash you. But where's the detergent? It says, this I don't drink, I don't eat, I don't wear shoes, I don't take a shower. And said, that means, by controlling, it means I'm giving this so-called to Hashem. It says, this shows Hashem that you want to be in the washing machine, because it's not just water. That's the secret of Yom Kippur. So depends, okay? It depends how much detergent you need, you know? It depends what you need. If you actually kill somebody, the Torah says, so by giving a ransom, it's not going to clean because it's very dirty. At least you need to give it to a cleaner and you have to do a special thing. The Torah says a ransom won't help because ransom is just detergent. But if you would, Chachamim say, he killed, it means it's not just a major dirt on your neshama. Your neshama is clean, but you have some spots. Because actually it's not, I didn't kill. It's true. My neshama is also is part of that bull that you know that because it belongs to me. But it is not me. So it's a small stain. But so stain, I said, no, let him pay. Let him pay just the value of the person. You're clean. Comes the Torah and says, you know what? Machtzit shekel? It's called Kesef HaKippurim. The money of Kippurim. Again, it's not the money of forgiveness. It's the money of cleansing. That's the whole idea of we do kaparot before Kippur. Money. Because when you give the money, it's cleansing. Now, how do you know it? Where does it say? So the numerical value of the word kesef, it's called silver money, it's 160. Cleaning, in Hebrew it's called naki, to clean. The make a value is 160. As it means, you have to have a kavana. When you give the donation, you give tzedakah, tzedakah saves you from death. Because you give tzedakah. It's true, you have the guy. No. Because in Shamayim, you have to give it tzedakah because chas shalom, something can happen to you. So when you're cleaning yourself up with this money that you give, because this is so-called the detergent. That's the secret of Machtzit HaShekel. That's what it means. The Gemara says, you know, The whole Purim is that silver. That Haman came to Achashverosh, and that's what Mordechai tells Esther, listen, Haman offers silver. I said, who cares? You don't understand. Because silver has money, has a power to so-called, to do something, certain things, an act, a transaction. Haman wanted to do it, and Hashem said, no, don't worry about it. His machatzis a shekel. This shekel means, Hashem said to Moshe, listen, I want to give you something to clean from the golden calf. I want to give you something to clean from the golden calf. Because it's going to go forever, the golden calf. The stain is tremendous. So the Gemara says, Moshe asks Hashem, if that's the case, people don't have enough money to pay. If you want to clean in a lot of detergent from that major sin that we did, Hashem, you want to tell you something? I want to show you something. A miracle. Half a coin. Half a coin, if people give it, each one will give half a coin, it means this is a detergent to wash them completely from the golden calf. If they stand by, and I can do anything bad later. But of course, right away we did them, send the spies, and the whole thing fell apart. But the idea was, it's not to give it the Beit HaMikdash something. The idea is this, is that you gave half a coin, Hashem said, you must force everybody to give. Because it's called cleansing. You don't want to be clean, this is another problem. Another problem. Because all of Israel is one unit. And if one doesn't want to clean himself, it means we still have dirt. Which means I'm going to force everybody to get clean. You all have to go to the car wash. You must go to the car wash. And I tell you, I could have said everybody should give who knows how much. I was very merciful. And I said, I have a coin, but each one must have a coin. Then all the neshamot of Israel is going to get clean. So that's the whole thing about Purim. The Master says, Purim will stay forever. Purim is the biggest holiday. Purim is this. What do you know Purim? Purim? Purim is the time of cleansing. That's what Daniel said. Yom Kippurim, like Purim. Like Yom Kippur. Hashem cleans us. Not Hashem forgives us. Hashem cleans us. Hashem cleans us. Hashem cleaned us that time on Purim. And that's what Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov did not catch it. I said, when Eliezer told them, listen, there's the Queen Shemaim. They asked him, what is it all about? I said, they went to the party. Avraham Yitzchak says, there's nothing to do with it. What do you mean nothing to do with this? Teshuvah. No, there was such a thing, Chilul Hashem, the dishes of Beit HaMikdash were on the table over there. And you came down there, and you sat over there. And according to my opinion, they drank from the dishes of Beit HaMikdash. He says, that thing is a major, major stain. It's impossible to erase. Then he went to Moshe, and I said, Moshe, are you the trusted shepherd? He said, listen, Moshe, you can do something. So Moshe said, okay, this guy, Mordechai, Yosef, together we'll try it. So, okay, we'll try. And what are we going to try? What are we going to try? We're going to try that Hashem is going to consider the half a coin. It was given to him by Tamigdosh. That half a coin that we need, it means we washed a little bit at the time, even though the Amri did not, because we didn't do right the other things, but it means it was a miracle. The miracle is the half a coin. This is what the Gemara says. Hashem said, forget about what Haman wanted to do. But you half a coin overdid what Haman wanted to do. That's how important Parashat Shkalim. It's not the Shabbat, okay? Let's take a separate Torah, we read about half a coin to remember. But to remember what? That they gave half a coin. For this, I have to make the whole thing to call Parashat Shkalim, especially after all this. No, no. You read after all, you see it's a major, major thing. It's okay, need for this. No, no. Before the Geula, Pesach is the time of Geula. Before the Geula, Hashem said, listen, force everybody to give half a coin. It's not a tzedakah. It's not a sacrifice. It's the cleansing. Clean us from all the sins. Chachamim said, Purim is so powerful. Because Hashem was so nice to us and gave us this. So that's a celebration. In celebration, we were saved. We were saved a lot of times. There's a lot of miracles through the Tanakh and after the Tanakh, Yom Yisrael had. But this was something that Hashem cleaned us. We came clean. Of course, we did not follow it. But at that moment, the Purim happened. As the Ahasuerus changed his mind, and everybody respected Mordechai, and he became the vice president. Everything is because a half a coin that we gave in time of Beit HaMikdash. It's how powerful it is, a half a coin. So we, Chachamim, say, okay, you take the Sefer Torah, and you should know the Sefer Torah that you take on Shabbat is not to remember that you gave a Sefer coin, it's to remember the cleansing, the cleaning that Hashem wants to clean us. And actually, the Ari says we have 4 weeks we're going to take a Torah. The first and the fourth is Parshat Shkalim. The Ari says this is Keneged Yud. Hashem has 4 letters, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. Yud, a Yud of Hashem. It's called Chochma. In Kabbalah, it's called fatherhood. You want Hashem to be your father, so you want to be clean to Hashem. That's why Hashem wants to clean you, because Hashem acts as a father. I said, you have to be ready to be clean. You want to go into the washroom. So you do teshuvah, and you give half a coin, and Hashem clean you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.